بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وصلواته وسلامه على من بعثه رحمة للعالمين، على حبيبنا رسول الله رسول رب العالمين، وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله ويا معشر المسلمين، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله في السر والعلانية، فإن مخافة الله سبحانه وتعالى رأس الحكمة، وإن المعصية أساس البوار والهلاك. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كتابه العزيز: أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا وإن الله على نصرهم لقدير. Allah says that permission has been granted to those who were oppressed to fight. And then Allah says that they were driven out of their homes. الَّذِينِ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. They were driven out of their homes. بِغَيْرِ حَقْنِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Without any right, unjustly. Except that they say, our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضُهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيَعٌ وَصَرَوَاتٌ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَا اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌ عَزِيزٌ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, immediately after that, about permission to fight, He explains the wisdom behind that permission. He says that the permission is because had it not been that some people defended other people, in other words, strong people defended weak people, then temples and synagogues and churches and mosques would be destroyed. That this is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave permission for people to defend other people, in other words, to defend their religion. Because the verse comes down about religious persecution. That these people were being persecuted for their religion. They came to Abdullah ibn Umar in Sahih Bukhari. And they said to him, we want to hear some good news, so a good hadith. نَسْمَعُ مِنْكَ حَدِيثًا حَسَنًا. And one of them said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and fight them until there's no fitna. قَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تُكُونَ فِتْنَةً. Until there's no fitna. And Abdullah ibn Umar said, do you know what fitna is? May your mother weep over you. Do you know what fitna is? And then he said, fitna for us was being forced out of our religion. In other words, religious persecution. And this is why the Prophet was given permission to fight the mushrikeen, to stop them from forcing people to leave the religion. And he said, as for what you're doing today, fighting for political power, fighting for dominion, this is not what the Quran is talking about. The Prophet ﷺ said, if Muslims together, if they meet with their two swords, in Sahih Bukhari, if they meet with their two swords, both of them are in the fire. People during fitna are not called shuhada. You don't call people that die in fitna shuhada. This is according to the Muslims, the fuqaha, the ulama. In the hadith in al-Bukhari, لَا تَزَرُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. There will be continue to be a group of my ummah that is on the truth until the end of time. Imam al-Bukhari says, وَهُمْ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ. In the same chapter, they are the people of knowledge. Allah says about the people going out that not everybody should go out. There should be a group that stays home. Why? لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. In order to learn the religion, and then to warn them when they come back. To warn them what this religion is about, why we fight, what's the purpose of the fighting. Now you have in the Muslim Ummah, and I don't, you know, it's not my want to talk about politics in the Jummah, because the Prophet ﷺ,
I looked at all the khutbahs that were available, collected in a book, and I didn't find any khutbah where he talked about the political problems of his time. All of it was about rectifying the hearts, about having taqwa, about getting close to Allah. That's what he talked about. But he also had time with other people, and now we're in a time of great confusion. There's confusion. We have people in this country going overseas. It's hard to believe, but there's people going to join up, to join the Khilafah. We have people in England going to join the Khilafah. People from Muslim countries now going. There was a young Tamimi boy going from Riyadh. He was first year religious student. Goes online, says, come join the Khilafah. Here's the caliph. Right? And so they go. This is a madness, complete insanity. It's unbelievable. The Prophet ﷺ said, what will you be like? Ma antum, what are you? He didn't even say man antum, ma antum, like what are you? Without, because ma is used for no intellects. What are you? Idha marija dinukum, when your religion becomes confused. Wa sufikat dima'ukum, and bloodshed is everywhere. Wa dhaharat az-zina, and then you have luxury on the other hand. You've got all these people indulging in their luxuries. Wa sharaful bunyan, and you building tall buildings. What are you? Like what are you? Ma'antum. So, if you look at these ayahs where Allah gives permission to fight, permission was granted, it's an idhn, it's a rukhsa. Fighting is not something desirable. The Prophet ﷺ said in Sahih Bukhari, لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. Don't desire to meet the enemy. Don't desire that. This is a sickness in the heart. People that desire to go is a sickness in the heart. In Sahih Bukhari, in the chapter, which is called the fitna allati tamuju ba'duha fi ba'd, fitna that comes like waves, one after another, just one after another. It comes like waves. It says that Khalaf ibn Hawshab said, كانوا يستحبون الصحابة كانوا يستحبون أن يتمثلوا بأبيات من القيس. They used to recite jahili poetry. When the fitna would come, they would recite jahili poetry. What was what? They would recite, الحرب أول ما تكون فتية تسعى بزينتها لكل جهولي حتى إذا اشتعلت وشبت ضرامها ولت عجوزا غير ذات حليلي. They would recite the poem to remind each other. The fitna, when it first appears, it appears like a decked out beautiful woman attracting every young ignoramus. Every young ignoramus. Until the conflagration happens, war breaks out, and then they see it for what it is. An old hag, no longer desirable. Nobody wants it. This is the disease of young men. The Prophet ﷺ, there's a chapter called Halaku Ummati ala ughaynimatin sufaha. The destruction of my ummah at the hands of stupid young boys. Stupid young boys. These people are playing with fire. And this fire could break out, a conflagration. You know, once you get a bonfire and you have dry grass everywhere, it takes over. Even the firemen here, they can't put out these fires. They have all the technology in the world. Once you start a fire, you know how hard it is to put out a forest fire when it's dry? And what do you think fitna is? Fitna is fire that tests gold. That's the meaning of fatana. Ala nari yuftanun, on the fire, in the hellfire. Ala nari yuftanun, dhuqu fitnatukum, taste your fitna. You want fitna? Dhuqu fitnatukum, taste it. But nobody wants to follow the people of knowledge. That's the first thing. The people of knowledge have no voice anymore. It's just all these young boys out there on Google. That's who now rules this religion. Young boys, not people that will spend 20 years to study the religion, to look at what the fuqaha say. Now it's just young boys. This is who runs our religion. This is who gives the fatwa now. And the ulama, when they speak, they say, oh, ulama sultan. You can go to the deserts of the Sahara. There's still some ulama there. There's not many left, but there's still some. They've never gone inside a palace. They've never spoken to anybody in political power. And you ask them what they think. What's the ruling of God in this? People that spent 30 years studying fiqh, mastering a tradition, mastering the Arabic language. Now you have people, we've got crucifixions because these idiots read the Quran and they say, well, there it is right there in the Quran. Crucify people. You open up the Quran for everybody and say, oh, here it is. Anybody can read the Quran. I know Arabic. I have a 4-year degree from Baghdad University. Imam Shafi'i studied 17 years. These people didn't speak about the religion. The Sahaba were afraid to say things. They were afraid to speak. Now, when after that, Allah says, الَّذِينَ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. Those who, when we give them tamkeen in the earth, what do? They establish prayer. وَآتَوْ زَكَاةً. And they take care of poor people. وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. And they enjoin good and they forbid what's wrong. The Prophet said, how will you be when the ma'ruf is munkar?